You're listening to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
All right, I want to go on record as saying I knew it was West Virginia right before the commercial break. I was running out of time, and I said Ohio primary. Laura corrected me, thank goodness. It is West Virginia. Jeez, I'm such an idiot. Ohio County, I could have said that, but that would have been a lie. So I just screwed up. Anyway, so thanks so much for joining us. After the 8 o'clock news, I will do a deep dive into Unsteady Eddie, her opponent, our special guest in studio. You can see the Facebook live stream if you agree with her especially. Please share this everywhere. The election is tomorrow in West Virginia. And so any help you could give us would be greatly appreciated. Full disclosure, she is another Dimitri 2020 LLC client and also an advertiser on this radio station. Full transparency, she is State Senator Laura Wicken Chapman, and she is running for the Republican Party nomination, the 1st Senate District, West Virginia, which is essentially the Northern Panhandle. She is MAGA Nation, a MAGA Nation babe, I think is what I called you on the Facebook thing, a MAGA Nation babe. And her opponent is West Virginia's version of Joe Biden, someone who is just, his cognitive skills have diminished, sadly, and he just kind of wanders around, and you can tell by the eyes. The eyes always are the big tell, and we'll get to that after the 8 o'clock news, especially in the Facebook live stream. You can see the Facebook live stream. Go to Facebook and then go to River Talk. River Talk. The Facebook live stream is on River Talk, and you get to see our special guest, Laura Wicken Chapman. Thank you for dressing up, by the way. That's great. Purple and black, Baltimore colors. The Ravens, I hate her. Anyway, other than that, she's just fine. Matt's her husband, a big deal lawyer, a couple of kids, Eloise and Jackson. Eloise just got her communion, first communion. Great. And they go to St. Mike's. You like St. Mike's? Is that okay?
I do. I grew up in a Catholic education. Mostly, I did attend
Monticello.
Yep, and so I wanted that same upbringing for my kids.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So let's get back to what else is going on in Charleston. What have you done? And also, here's the thing. I never heard of this guy Joe Eddie. I call him Unsteady Eddie because I saw his performance at the Meet the Candidate night at the Pine Room there in Oglesby, and I was actually stunned to see how badly his cognitive skills had diminished. I mean, this guy, you know, had been a big deal lobbyist, you know, convincing politicians to, you know, vote against their best interests and all that, because, you know, he's a lobbyist. That's what he's paid to do. And he's now a retiree in South Carolina. They drag him up here to try to, you know, defeat you. Why is the Republican establishment so hell-bent on defeating Laura Wicken Chapman?
Because I am a fighter. I fight for the Northern Panhandle, and I can't be bought. So, you know, there's a lot of money in these races all the time. But I had made a pledge, and I've kept to that pledge, that every vote I take is for the people of the Northern Panhandle, regardless of if it's another senator who's my friend who wants me to vote that way, or a different way, or a lobbyist. I'm going to vote for the Northern Panhandle.
Okay. And why do the rhinos hate the Northern Panhandle so much?
Well, you know, it's always, you know, we're always forgotten. So I think that they'd rather have all of the money and the roads being fixed in their districts, which is understandable. But at the end of the day, we needed a fighter up here to make sure that we weren't forgotten.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Congratulations again on opening up that ramp from the Wheeling Tunnel onto 250. Is that goes on to 250? Is that right?
I'm horrible with names, but yes, okay. It goes towards downtown.
All
yes.
Right. So thank you very much for getting that done. We appreciate it. It was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
So I'm driving through this hideous, god awful, hideous Wheeling Tunnel, and on the east portal, all that black stuff, is that mold?
What
the hell is that? It looks like mold. It's terrible.
I did ask about that. It can be power washed, but it'll just get gross again very quickly.
Well, that's why you gotta wash.
Right.
That's
why you gotta
wash our tunnel, for God's sake.
Agreed.
It's disgusting because it says Wheeling Tunnel and you see black mold and it's like, welcome to Wheeling. It's disgusting. It's horrible.
It is. And, you know, it's kind of a bad first look,
for
people who are traveling through, which there's a lot.
There's a front door.
Right.
And they say Wheeling Tunnel and you see black mold everywhere with the portal. It's just, it's horrible. It's just horrible. Absolutely horrible. Anyway, so thank you again for getting that ramp fixed. Boy, I was losing my mind over that one. I really was. Anyway, so share this everywhere. It is the Facebook live stream, the River Talk Facebook page. You can also hear me on these great radio stations, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Oh, hold on. I'm getting my hotkey. It's the audio path of totality.
That is great.
Isn't that great? And also, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also now the force multiplier of truth. And pretty soon, also the blockchain of reason, but I have no idea what a blockchain is. Do you know what a blockchain is? I still can't understand that damn thing.
That's above my pay grade. And I know it's something technological.
Yeah, and cryptocurrency is like, but it's not backed by anything. I don't get any of that. I really don't. Give me gold, man. Give me gold. And I don't mean just Serena Heckenthorne. Although I would like her. But give me gold. All right, fine. So more with a very special guest. And again, we've reached out a number of times to Unsteady Eddie, Joe Eddie, her opponent, the lobbyist who retiree from South Carolina, and no response. And we will address that in the next hour. By all means, please share this on Facebook everywhere. The election in West Virginia is tomorrow. And by all means, please do that. Again, full disclosure, Dimitri 2020 LLC client and advertiser here on this great radio station. But we reached out to Eddie. I can't tell you how many times. Now, he'll come on with Steve Novotny.
Yes.
Which I didn't even know because you told me that. Mm-hmm. But he won't come on with me.
Right.
And because I've got questions for him. Mm-hmm. I want to hear all about his career as a lobbyist. What have you heard about him as a lobbyist?
You know, not much, just that he was big, you know, about 10, 15 years ago down in Charleston. Everybody knows him. The Charleston people love him.
Oh, well, of course, yes. He's a lobbyist, you know, wine and dine him and give him, you know, God knows what legal and who knows what lobbyists do. I'm guessing lots of bad stuff, but I don't know. So, yes.
But I can confidently say that I'm the only lifelong Republican in this race.
He's also a undocumented Democrat?
He used to be a Democrat, yes.
Wow. Probably still is if he's a rhino in West Virginia, because a lot of them are just undocumented Democrats.
It's bad. Everybody says, oh, you have so many Republicans down there. I count about 18 or 19 in the Senate, actual Republicans, which is better than when I first got there.
Yeah.
It went from 12 to about 19. And then in the House, I think that there's about 42, even though there's 91 Republicans.
Yeah, a lot of them are just undocumented Democrats. Right. It is just, it's really, really sad. It really is. One of the best state senators is Chris Rose. Yep. I love Chris Rose. Yep. He is terrific. I know he supports you, and that's great. This guy who is running, the MAGA guy, Toby, is that his name?
Toby Heaney. Mm-hmm.
I can't get this guy on the show. I got him on once, and I'm more than happy to tell everybody in Marshall County, because we pretty much own Marshall County, you know, my show, and can't even get him on here. You were here when Kent Leonhardt,
yes.
the commissioner of agriculture, commissioner. Okay, he made that very clear. The commissioner of agriculture came on and texted him saying, hey, why aren't you coming on or whatever? Still nothing. Still nothing. What? So many of our candidates aren't fighters.
Right.
And I don't understand why. I just can't fathom this.
No, I agree. I mean, I take every opportunity I can to be out in the public and, you know, have people listen to what I stand for. I think it's important for the voters to know.
Yeah. Tell me about this guy, Joe Eddie. And again, I wanted him to come on and speak for himself. And I can document this. I will in the next hour. You will see how much I've been trying to get this guy. He'll come on with, you know, Steve. But for some reason, he just doesn't want to come on and I'm going to ask him tough questions. Mm-hmm. This is what I do. If he's afraid to answer tough questions, then what does that tell you? Again, you know, I'm not going to hold it against him that he's a lobbyist. I'm not going to hold it against him that he's a retiree in South Carolina. Have you seen a picture of his home down there? Holy cow. Jeez. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it must be nice. Anyway, I do have some questions about his caregiver. And we'll get to that as well. I don't know if it's Visiting Angels or some other one. That I don't know. But we'll get to Unsteady Eddie a little bit later on this morning. But more with our special guest here, Laura Wakeham Chapman. So what exactly I almost forgot. The Kiss of Death. He's just been endorsed by the ultimate rhino, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito.
Yes.
She is endorsing Unsteady Eddie. What does, you know, what else do you need to know about him? Right. Holy cow. Jeez. Yeah. Did you see the Channel 7 report on that?
I did not.
I saw it this morning. And there he was, you know, kind of all glassy-eyed, standing next to Shelley Moore Capito. And Shelley Moore Capito is saying that she endorsed him and all that. He said nothing. The whole piece on Channel 7 was Shelley Moore Capito speaking on his behalf. Hmm. It was pathetic. And then 9 did a hit piece on you by suggesting that there's out-of-state money coming in and all that. And but they didn't have Joe Eddie either. They had the state senator, Ryan Weld, another rhino, doing all the talking. It's amazing. He's got the rhinos doing his talking for him because I saw what he was like on stage. I was actually embarrassed for the man. Right. But even this morning, watching Channel 7, Shelley Moore Capito talking about him, he won't talk about himself. It's just the saddest thing. It really is. What else is going on in Charleston or what's coming up that we need to know about, that your vote would be a lot more important than a Joe Eddie vote?
Well, we are done with the session for this year. So if I am reelected, it will be in January. And we
can't they have special sessions, though? Didn't Jim Justice do that to push through a bunch of crap?
So, yes, under Governor Morrissey, though, we have not had any special sessions. So we do what's called interims every once in a while where we kind of study issues and kind of craft the bills that we want to present in January. So those will be occurring. The next one, the House has one next Monday, but the Senate's not meeting until, I think, June. Mm-hmm.
So where do we stand on the income tax? Morrissey won 10% reduction, which is better than nothing. Mm-hmm. We got 5% from the Republican-controlled legislature, House and Senate in West Virginia. So don't get me started with that. Why can't we just eliminate it and be like Tennessee and Florida and Texas? Why can't we just do that?
That's one of my goals, too, is to eliminate the income tax. I think that to be competitive, we do need to have that gone. It's horrible. It disincentivizes people to work. But luckily, we have had some good tax cuts, including a historic income tax cut.
Still 5%.
Well, no, that's the third income tax. So
We
cut, I think it was about 23% 2 years ago, and then there was another tax cut, minimal, and then there was a 5%.
Okay. And what about real estate taxes? A real estate tax is the unfair tax because it's the forever tax. Same piece of property, you pay tax on it forever, as if the state owns it, which I guess they do. Mm-hmm. Any hope of changing that?
Oh, yeah, there's always hope. I'm always willing to look at all tax and try to eliminate them. The only problem with the real estate taxes is that it does fund our schools and things like that. So you'd have to come up with a replacement mechanism, not necessarily a new tax, but to a new revenue stream to make our counties whole.
Okay. What else is going on in Charleston that could affect people here, my listeners in the Northern Panhandle?
Well, the roads, again, I mean, we just put another $125 million above our normal budget for roads. So,
are we going to see any of it up here, though?
Of course.
For fixing? What do you mean, of course?
Of course, because I fight for it. So,
okay.
Yes.
All
actually,
right.
I've been very successful. Like I said, we've gotten rock wall fencing on close to Newell. But basically, all through the Northern Panhandle, you've got those rocks. Ohio figured it out. They cut back the rocks and, you know, made their roads actually great.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm working on, too. But the rock wall fencing keeps rocks from falling onto people and cars.
Okay, that's always a good thing,
yes.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
What about greyhound racing? The federal government is now trying to ban greyhound racing, which is none of their business, frankly.
Right.
I didn't understand that. West Virginia is the only state that has greyhound racing left. Is that right?
It is.
There are only two tracks, right?
Yes. I think the other one is in the Eastern Panhandle or maybe
okay.
in Charleston. But, yeah, we are the last state in the nation. And actually, we get a lot of revenue from it. And it also employs...
Dog
yes,
racing.
Yes. And it employs a lot of people as well. So you have the trainers and you have, you know, the people who take care of the dogs and... you know, the people who actually run the races. So it's a huge revenue stream.
Yeah, are we going to be able to preserve that? By preserve it, I mean just tell the federal government, stay the hell out of state business. Is this something that, How big a threat is this to our listeners here in the Northern Panhandle?
It's a big threat because it does bring in a ton of revenue, which does our fire departments. And, you know, we really do need to make sure.
How are you going to fight back then?
Well,
these are the feds now that are trying to do this.
Right. Well, for years they've been trying to pass a bill in the state. So the way that our structure is that if you have a casino, you also have to have an animal track.
All right, so we'll talk more about that. That is coming up more with a very special guest, State Senator Laura Wakeham Chapin. Stay tuned.